Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Pan. How deeply grateful I am you chose to be with me on this 10th day of December, wow, 2017. Christmas is quickly sneaking up to us, isn't it? We're going to talk about philosophy today. What is philosophy? Do I have a philosophy? Do you have a philosophy? And if so, what do they contain and how really useful are they? I want to remind you as you listen to this radio program and maybe as you peruse the Aspire website at aspire.org, you're going to find a lot of TV programs there that I've done over the years. I want you to understand these programs, all of them, radio, TV, everything is supported by your tax-deductible gift. It is only through your contributions that we are allowed to continue or even to offer you this radio program. And if you're enjoying what you hear, if you find it valuable, I hope that you will be a sponsor. Now, a sponsor is a person who makes either monthly or quarterly gifts. Quarterly gifts, obviously, four times a year, and helps us maintain and pay for our expenses with radio and TV. And if you go to the website at aspire.org and you see the main page there, you'll see support. If you click on that, a drop menu will come down and it will say, why support Aspire? Which is, in my opinion, a very good question for those of you who are cynical and are kind of looking at this thing going, when is he dying? So if you go and take a look at it, it'll explain everything to you. For your contribution, your monthly or quarterly, you will have access to my commentaries, podcasts, videocasts, and over 222 discourses that I've done over the years on various TV programs from the Eightfold Path of Buddha to... Oh, gee, Cahill Gibran, I did, the Tao. It's just about everything We Know Not What We Do, one of the more popular ones. The one I did talking about passing through the fires. There's so many. I'm just sitting here going, whoa. So all of this stuff is there for you to help you. And there's some beautiful things there that you're going to find very meaningful if you're the type of person that is looking for an inner path, an inner way. And there is a way, a beautiful path for you inside you. Anyway, all of this is there. If you become a sponsor, you'll be helping sustain everything I'm trying to offer the world, offer you. And in a way that I think is, well, very helpful to humankind. Go take a look at aspire.org. Go take a look at support and consider being a sponsor. Our donor, our mystery donor, will match your donation. So if you make, let's say, a monthly contribution of $25, he'll make it $50. And that would be very, very helpful if you would join us. This is only going to stay... in effect until the first of the year. So make that donation now, won't you? Philosophy. What is it? The study of a fundamental nature of knowledge, reality, and existence, especially when considered as an academic discipline, the dictionary says. A particular system of philosophical thought. The study of a theoretical basis of a particular branch of knowledge or experience. The theory or attitude held by a person or organization that acts as a guiding principle for behavior. Wow. That leaves a lot of loopholes, in my opinion. So we're going to look at philosophy. I found three very interesting questions that were sent to me in recent months. And I thought, gee, what would be a good program but to talk about philosophy? So here it goes. The first one comes from Gina in West Los Angeles. Greg, I love your website and your TV programs. Thank you, Gina. What is your basic philosophy? As I watch your programs, I don't see any consistency in what you believe in. So what is the point of your programs? I'm not getting your philosophy. Gina. Gina, I don't have a philosophy. The only philosophy, I guess you could say, I have is love. Aspire is not here to generate a philosophy and then perpetuate it through the programs. If I am doing anything, I am just trying to share with you love. Love in its many different forms. I am sharing with you insights that Lhasa, Jesus, and Buddha made, as well as others. None of what you are hearing should be taken as philosophy. What you should be hearing it as, Gina, is as insight. There is only one truth that I know of, and that is love. That's the only truth I know. The rest is all facts, and they change, and they take different forms. Philosophy is a theory or an attitude, as the dictionary defines it, held by a person or an organization that acts as a guiding principle for behavior. I'm not interested in your behavior. I have no philosophy about your behavior. I don't have a philosophy about life either. I want to discover life. I don't want to make a theoretical basis for life, make it a form of knowledge. Life is not something you can have that is knowledge. So many people want to be knowledgeable. But what good does that do you when the knowledge that you and I may have or ascribe to is nothing we can actually live our life in or be practical in? My philosophy, I have none. People who have philosophies are not working on themselves. They are not elevating themselves. They are not doing anything to bring about insight and love into their life. They're not discovering the process that they live in. They are only trying to convey some sort of knowledge, some sort of attitude through their living that gives them or promotes for them something they want to be or want to have or what they want to think is right. When you are dealing with spiritual work, real deep inner spiritual work, you're not dealing with self-righteousness. You're not dealing with rightness itself. You're not dealing with any of that. You are looking deep within yourself to the cause and the effect of yourself upon your own life. And when you and I are doing that, seeing the cause and the effect of ourselves upon our own life, we are then beginning to understand how we betray ourselves or how we can, in the estimation of my own inner life, practice love, which is an entirely different category than seeking to live our life according to some philosophical idealism. So philosophy is about how people basically want to deal with their life or how they pretend to deal with their life. That is ugly. That will get me nothing. That will not bring me any insight or compassion. It will do nothing. So what I must do inside of myself is come up with some ideas and theories, if I'm a philosopher, about how I want to behave and how I want people to see me. And that is useless and unnecessary. There's so much more to this life experience than all of that. Most people's theory and behavior have to do with the idea of how they approach disappointment in life. People get disappointed, they get hurt, they get angry. They start worrying about things like their own survival, etc., etc. And then they have a theory about it. So that theory becomes their philosophy. And they act on those philosophies. And some of those philosophies aren't very healthy. You know, you get what you give, people will say. There's a philosophy. Okay? But then you have the Buddha philosophy that is more than a philosophy. His insight, want nothing with all of your heart. Now, how do you deal with that? That can't be a philosophy. That has to be a practice. You get what you give can be a philosophical practice. And it doesn't mean anything because it's not based on any real truth. It's just based on a philosophy that appeals to the ego. And as long as I'm living from that appeal from my ego, I am not in the process of inner awakening, not at all. So I don't really care about, you know, what I give. I give, people will say, you know, I give when I can, what I can. That's not true. But most people like to believe in that because it's a philosophy that gets them off the hook. There's a lot of different things that we do in philosophy, and none of them are very healthy. And we are looking for results. The philosopher is looking for some pillar to sit on, some exalted place where the philosopher can say, this is what I believe in, this is what I don't believe in. And you even mentioned belief here in your question. It's not a matter of belief. To live in belief is to miss love. Love is nothing a person can truly believe in. Love is the direct experience of yourself beyond the body and mind. You are love. Jesus said, God is love, and he is right. God is love. So you can't make a philosophy out of love. And that is something that is very important for you to understand. The things that are most beautiful in this world are not philosophical. Gina, I hope I was able to help you. Please forgive me. Namaste. Let's go to the next one. This one is from Ted, and he lives in New York City. Can my philosophy, be bigger than what I can live? It seems to me that my philosophy is huge. I believe in the higher power of God. And I'm wondering, can I live God? Ted. It is very difficult for people to understand the nature of a power that is love, that is God, as you put it. But I don't think that you understand your own question. If God is love, then you are already that love. Hence, you are already God. But it is obvious to you that something is amiss there. Because the question would never arise if you were really in love. If you were really doing love, the question would never arise. You would never be even looking at this. You would be looking at something different. You would be looking at the meaning of a life beyond the conjectures of your own beliefs. So, your philosophy is about love, and I'm sure you think that you're right, because you probably believe, like so many people, in the philosophy that emotions are the recipients of love, or constitute the love of your life, and that would not be true. But then again, who can talk you out of this? Certainly not me. I cannot talk you out of it. So you're looking at the idea that maybe your philosophy of love is bigger than you are, and that's why you're struggling with love. It's more difficult for you. Love is not difficult. It is not. You want to make it arduous, you could make it arduous. You want to make it difficult, you could make it difficult. You are probably including a great deal of your humanity in what you are speaking about, in this love that you think you have. Yes, love is authentic. Love is real. Love is everything that perpetuates the beauty of this earth and the beauty of this life. But the earth is a difficult place, and I want you to understand this. The earth is a very difficult place because it houses human bodies. Lao Tzu, the author of the Tao, said, "Disgrace comes with having a body. If you did not have a body, there would be no disgrace." What does he mean? He is talking about the idea that the human body, when allowed, can do nothing but perpetuate its own cycle, which is birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. The human body promotes killing. Yes, you eat meat, you're killing. No, I'm not advocating, and nor is my philosophy that everyone should be a vegetarian. That is not what I'm saying. I eat chicken. So I couldn't say that I'm doing that. But I can say that there is a certain karma that we are all under due to the fact that we eat meat, that we kill to survive. This is fundamental in the human body, and it comes from genetic patterns and DNA. And we're not going to overcome any of this through the idea of a philosophy or any kind of religion. You say, can my philosophy be bigger than what I can live, basically? Yes, it can be bigger than what you live, but that doesn't mean you're going to live any of it. People have their philosophies, and then they have their quote-unquote real life. And this real life that they have has nothing to do with the meaning of life. It's just the life they want to have. And they miss so much. A philosophy is a thought-out theory. It is a theory that acts as the guiding principle of our behaviors here on earth, as the dictionary states. But in love, there is no theory. There is no organization. There is only one principle, and that is love itself. So we're not here trying to expect or get anything. If you live by philosophy, you live by the rules of your body, the rules of your thoughts, the rules of your emotions. But when you live in love, you have transcended philosophy. Now you are living in accordance with a harmony, a rhythm, a tone, an energy. You are not living with a body that is just making your life black and white, 9 to 5, conventional. You are living with something that goes beyond the human body. You are living in the presence of a great love that lives within you. This great love will allow you to live in the way and in the accordance of a great joy. This joy has nothing to do with being exuberant in the human form. This joy has to do with being relevant to your own heart, the spiritual heart. To be relevant to my own heart is a very big thing. It's huge. And few people can do it, and few people want to do it. Even fewer. You can live anything you choose to live, dear Ted. You want to live hate, you live hate. You want to live self-righteousness, you'll live in self-righteousness. It's all up to you. But the thing that is most important in living is to live beyond the cycle of birth and death. To come to a place where there is no more birth and no more death. That gap, that pause, that space that I am talking about is called the authentic. And should you choose to live in this authentic, you will live beyond the ideals and ideas that might be a philosophy. You will be living intuitively. You will be living compassionately. You'll be living playfully. Live in love. With everything you have, live in love and let love live you, as I always say. I hope that helps. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Trina in San Francisco, California, one of my very favorite places on earth. Is love and hate a philosophy, Greg? If so, please explain. Trina. We make love and hate a philosophy. When I live emotionally, when I live from the passions and the emotions of my human body, and I feel all that's at stake there with the human body, I rationalize my evil, my split mind, my dualistic thinking with a philosophy that says that there is love and hate. But in truth, there is no love and no hate. There is only love. And when you make love the opposite of hate, you have diminished love into emotion. When you live in hate, then you make it relative to love as the opposite. And once again, it is diminished. Love is a state of being. It is not some passionate thing that we get involved in, where we look at our life and we think, well, I have this passion for something I care about, and at the same time, I develop a passion for things I don't care about. And I miss the whole thing. I miss the meaning of my life, and I miss the substance of my living. And in living in this way, I miss everything. I can make a philosophy out of it if I so desire. You can make a philosophy out of anything. You can make a philosophy about wiping your rear end. You can do it about anything. It doesn't matter. And just because I've made up some philosophy about anything doesn't mean I know anything and doesn't make it true. Rules to live by is all people want. Just tell me what to do and I'll do it. That's the way people think. They don't have any of the authentic. They don't work on the authentic within themselves. They just make up thoughts and rules and tribulations and trials, and they miss the whole thing about what it is to let love live them. So love and hate, yes, it is philosophy. It is what the pedestrian mentality does. It is what the hateful person does. And most people are extremely hateful. So the intensity of a person's hate will be the same intensity as a person's quote-unquote love. And this will go round and round and round if we're not careful. And it will cause a great deal of confusion in our life. All of this is due to the fact that we need thoughts in our brains to believe in anything, to understand anything, to work upon anything. Remember, love is your authentic state of being. It has nothing to do with thought, reason, or logic. I'm out of here. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. And I love San Francisco, Trina. You're living in a fun place. Please, please forgive me. I'm out of here. I'll be back on the air next week. I hope you will join me. Thank you for listening. And you know what I'm going to say next. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.